to know.
It's an unbelievable
if I make
mitzvah.
A meal for my children, is that a
That's
mitzvah?
A mitzvah.
Like the mundane stuff like that.
Yeah.
That counts as a mitzvah.
The thing is that Ahavat Israel, that's a mitzvah. One of the greatest mitzvot. Now, if you're cooking the meal and you feel like a slave in the kitchen, and in your mind you're like, I'm serving these kids, and I'm on the hot stove, and there's no fair, they're doing this, and my husband, and constantly the emotion that's going on in your body and the thought is negative, there's no mitzvah in it. But when you're standing happy in the kitchen and you're saying, I'm going to feed now my entire family, and I'm going to make sure that I don't make mistakes with the milk and dairy, and if it's a salad, I'm going to check for the bugs, and I'm going to make sure that my energy, my good energy, is going to go into the food, and I'm going to feed my entire kids and my husband, and with that food, they're going to have energy, and they'll be good. Then it's beyond the mitzvah. But you have to do it with simcha, with happiness. If you don't do it with happiness, and you kvetch, and you complain, you take the juice out of the mitzvah.
You know
that the most greatest mitzvot out there are the things that people don't concentrate on, and they first of all don't even know that it's a mitzvah.
I think that's not so good.
But it's one of the is the few of the most important mitzvahs. You know that just knowing and believing that there's a God to the world, that's a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that you can be occupied all day long and remind yourself every 5 minutes. There's a God to the world. That's a huge mitzvah. You know, just respecting another person for who they are, that's avta l'racha kamocha, that's a very big mitzvah. You have to dissect every little thing that you do and see what's the mitzvah in it. Now, even cooking a meal is a mitzvah. You know why? Because you are constantly occupied with the laws of kosher. And that's the desire of God, that I'm not mixing right now the fleishik pot and the milchik pot, and I'm going to, all these little dinim, what they're called, like the subcategories of the halacha, and you're focusing on when you eat, that you are constantly immersed in a mitzvah, because you're doing God's will. So even mopping the floor is a mitzvah. Because the house is going to be clean, the atmosphere in the house is going to be nice, the husband is going to walk in and he's going to see a nice house. You're doing Kiddush Hashem because a guest will come in, will be, oh, a nice Jewish home, it's nice and clean. Everything can be a mitzvah. Sleeping can be a mitzvah. Now, if you're sleeping for your own satisfaction, then it's not a mitzvah. But if in your mind you're saying, I'm going to sleep now, so I can wake up in the morning and have energy to serve my master, then it's a mitzvah. So you transform the act into a mitzvah. And you're eating right now and you're saying, I'm not eating right now because I just want to stuff myself with the rogalach. I'm eating right now because I want to have energy so I can serve God. Then the eating became a mitzvah. That's why I told her before that this barrier between the good and bad, this tov and ra, this is the secret of the tree of knowledge. But you can now take a certain act, just push it a little bit to one side, it's holy and it's a mitzvah. You push it a little bit to this side, it's unholy and it's the biggest sin ever. So the line that you go on is very fine. And everything, first of all, everything that you do in your mind, that it's Hashem's will and you're doing with a smile on your face, then there's a mitzvah in it. Of course, you have to be a little bit more knowledgeable to sometimes our mind plays tricks on us. And it says, oh, right now, you know, doing this and that, it's a very big mitzvah. You know what, some people come to me and they tell me, you know, it's a mitzvah to keep Shabbat, and there's a mitzvah to pleasure the Shabbat. So it's pleasure for me to drive to the football game. That's a mitzvah, no? So, you know, there's a very fine line. You can't invent mitzvahs. So if you follow the real original mitzvot, and you put in the right energy, then it becomes a mitzvah, because you're involving Hashem. That's exactly what I said before. You're involving Hashem in your act. So yes, when you cook, it's a mitzvah, don't worry. Just have in your mind that you're feeding your little souls, and with that food, you know, the energy that you put in the food, they eat it. People don't relate to that, or they don't believe in that. Listen to a Torah class while you cook, or think of good things, or put some music that you like that, you know, enlivens you and boosts your energy, and do it with a lot of good energy. The good energy goes into the food. On Shabbat, it's 1,000 times more. It's not good to cook 5 minutes before Shabbat when you're all uptight. The energy goes into the food, and on Shabbat it's even holy. It's good to cook before that. So I'm giving one example of cooking. It can be anything. Any little thing that you do. That's why when a husband and wife are together, the preparation that you do before being together, you know, when the husband studies a little bit before that, lightens his soul, the woman maybe prays, does something that is good for her. That's why you see that when the husband and wife separate, when the woman has her cycle, then she goes to the mikveh, part of the ritual is that it's like a spa. She relax and cleaning and all that. Why? It's like preparing her physically, emotionally, spiritually, that when they come and they unite, they come with clean energy. So it's very good that the husband prepares himself the right way. It's a very holy unity. This is not just a physical act. So the preparation and the energy and the thought that's going into everything that you do can make it an amazing thing, and you can derive a mitzvah out of it, and the complete opposite. All day long you can grab mitzvahs.